This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen to Jimmy Page play that guitar. That is some pretty music right there. Imagine the devil, the chief musician in heaven, playing this song for God, can't you? Globalism has a wind on down the road. And if they get it in place, everybody's dead. Just a little warning to everybody. Let's go ahead and get into the OECD. The OECD was set up under the martial law program of then General Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1945-46. It was officially codified in 1947-48 when the National Security Act passed in the United States. Those two things tie together. And when you look at the IMF, the World Bank, when you look at the World Trade Organization, when you look at all of it, it is the master plan of the OECD. Now, the Nazis were so admired by the OSS, much of the British royalty and others, that they actually wanted to adopt the European Union plan and then have nine other sub-regions governed by it. And their economic program was to come in as a rebuilding operation, but actually implode your economy, take control of it, and then control you economically and through diet injections and injunctions or social engineering. And the Nazis said that, you know, people won't know we're slowly killing them with shots that just brain damage them, and then we'll increase the number of shots claiming it's to stop disease until you've basically been completely rendered servile. The OECD also recommended the United States have its water fluoridated, as they recommended for Europe. Europe refused. The U.S. actually adopted the fluoridation program. And they made jokes about it in Dr. Strangelove movies, you know, Stanley Kubrick, 1964. But you can go read about the OECD for yourself. It's the real zenith of the model of world government and economic warfare. Now, the OECD comes out and announces, just like it's some separate economic group that's, you know, totally impartial, and says, oh, there have been 10 million migrants come in, and 5 million of those have just been in the last year and a half or so, so it's accelerating exponentially, and there's going to be more, you've got to accept it, we're getting rid of the borders, and this is the economic future. And then they celebrate German cities and others that are now majority Islamic. And then the UN runs TV ads saying you should accept the hijab, in fact, you should wear it, and you should get an Islamic man. So, it says, the Islamists hear the ads, and they're announcing the Imam of Jerusalem, they are weak, they say come take their women, we go now, and we kill their men. It'll be good, eh? So last year saw record migration, and those migrants won't be leaving. Then it goes on to report the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says last year a total of 5 million migrants flowed into industrialized nations, most of that in Europe, and those countries should be prepared for the migrants to stay. You should be prepared for the cancer to grow because they don't get rehabilitated. They don't get taken out of Islam. They just get put on welfare and then told the government is your God, and they burn everything down the minute they don't get what they want. The organization said the mafia, said the total number of migrants who came into the list of 35 industrial countries was around 5 million. And they go on to talk about how we have to accept it. Here it is, right here. Frankfurt becomes the first German city where natives are the minority. House passes bill cracking down on illegal immigrant sanctuary cities. See, Trump's challenging that whole globalist system, and that's why he's the enemy of the good old OECD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fear is the passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
You can tell I didn't write that line or have to correct it every time it airs, but it's good to air it so I can correct it. I know lots of fear. Fear of not taking action. Fear of letting the globalists win. Fear of letting them promote their socialism, their communism, their garbage. Well, Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's coming on next week, an amazing hero. Everybody over there is amazing. He is out there on the street every day confronting the CEO of CNN, who runs from him. We played that earlier in the broadcast. They've got Van Jones admitting it's all a nothing burger, the Russian thing's made up. They got other producers saying, we know it's all lies, we know it's a witch hunt, but we're ordered to do it by the head of CNN in the meetings. So it's an incredible time to be alive. There's a new report up on InfoWars.com. It's on ProjectVeritas.com, obviously, as well. And I know you all know how amazing Project Veritas is. I know Drudge knows how amazing they are. But we did not get in a comfort zone like, oh, we got Trump and we're starting to turn the tide and the left's imploding. Everybody knows the media is fake. No, everybody doesn't know the media is fake. Everybody doesn't know CNN is complete liars. There's still a large minority of people that are in the dark. We need to reach out to them and share these videos. Share the live feed right now. It's all about activism. It's all about that little bit of energy over and over again builds into victory. This is a football game for all the marbles that you're actually in. You're not a spectator. Nobody's a spectator. Even if you lie to yourself and say you are, you're not. So Russ Verney is joining us from Project Veritas. He is an expert producing newsworthy stories, journalist, and I'm not going to get into his whole great background, but he is author, edited a lot of top books for the New York Times, a frequent speaker, and is just an all-around expert journalist. He's a U.S. Army decorated veteran as well. ProjectVeritas.com. He's executive director of Project Veritas. And, wow, what an amazing time to be alive. I just can't wait to see what the other shoes are to drop from Project Veritas. We're obviously going to play some of these clips here, but I was listening to a little news piece during the break that Owen Schroyer did that was dead on. The Democrats are discredited. They're hated. Trump trolled them into admitting that Comey lied and that Comey was illegally surveilling and that Trump didn't try to get him to obstruct and that Loretta Lynch is really the person covering up. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble, but a desperate rat can really, you know, put the hurt on you. So we need to understand that, yes, we're starting to get the upper hand. But I'm really worried about civil unrest. I'm worried about terror attacks. I'm worried about CNN conducting a false flag or something. Russ, Verney, we'll get into your latest exploits here for America and the world. But what do you think about the state of the planet right now?
Well, we share a lot of your concerns, Alex, and let me just say it's a pleasure to be on with you and an honor to visit with your audience today. Back in January, James O'Keefe, who is just turned 33 this week, so he's accomplished an awful lot in his young life, but he went public in January and said, our main target this year is going to be the mainstream media and the social media. And what you're seeing now is just the first installments of that undertaking. We've been able to release three blockbuster videos showing the behind-the-scenes decision-making at CNN. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get our undercover journalists to be able to sit in on an editorial board meeting at the New York Times, L.A. Times, Washington Post? That would be a dream come true for us. But absent that, we got to go where we can get access to people who are in the know. So we first video we put out this week on CNN, John Bonifield, a 15-year producer with CNN, says that it's all about ratings. They don't want to cover climate change or anything else because Russia is where the ratings are. And he admits that if there was really anything there in the Russia story, it would have come out by now. Somebody would have leaked it. So there's nothing there, but they're going to keep doing it because it's all about the money. All the money.
At least at their level, it's all about unseating a president trying to restore the republic. And let's put it back on screen. Project Veritas, Part 3, released today. American Pravda, Part 3. Let's walk through Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, and then we'll play some of these clips.
Okay, so Part 1, they admit that it's just all about ratings, that Russia is just there because people will tune into it and they don't have anything to tell us. CNN then says, well, that's just one individual's opinion. And he doesn't even work in our political division. So next day we put out a video where Van Jones, who's one of the talking heads on CNN, who's bashing Trump all the time, so we ask him in a candid discussion, what's this Russia story all about? He says it's a nothing burger. Well, the next day he comes out saying, gee, you took me out of context. I don't know what context nothing and burger could have been in, but, you know, it was his full clip. And then he spends all day yesterday on CNN, on the CNN talking heads, talking about how we selectively edited his video. So today we put out a third story where we get a New York producer for the morning program that is hosted by Chris Cuomo and Allison Camerota. And that producer tells us that they think the voters are stupid. They think that Trump is crazy. And they think that Kellyanne Conway got hit in the face with a shovel. That's pretty rough stuff coming from them. But then we find a clip in there, Alex, where there's a panel discussion in front of Allison Camerota that was done a while ago. They ask about voter fraud. There's a panelist trying to describe how he knows that there's voter fraud, how he's seen it demonstrated by James O'Keefe, actually. But they cut that part out, and they make it look as though he was just a conspiracy theorist instead of providing his evidence. So when Van Jones is saying we selectively edit, Project Veritas never has, but CNN has. They
well, let's back up for a minute. Obviously, CNN's famous for that. You guys always put out your main video, then the raw video so folks can see it for themselves. You've never been caught in a scandal. All they've been caught into scandals. But the term nothing burger, a nothing burger is defined as there's nothing there. That is completely documented. So, again, the arrogance that they could spin something like a nothing burger and say that that's edited is just ridiculous.
They try. They try. You know, they probably work out of the maquette and the hardwood floor trying to bury its mess to pretend that what they said is not what they said. We don't rely on quotes. We rely on video. We've got them in their own words saying this. So people can go back and look at the video. And Chris Cuomo on that morning program about 6 to 8 months ago, he said that, you know, when you use these undercover videos, you actually get some pretty candid, honest responses to questions. Well, yes, we did. And your producer, Chris, gave us some pretty honest answers to our questions.
Well, let's play the clip of Allison Camarona on CNN, where, again, she takes what they really said about election fraud and added it to be deceptive. Here's the clip from the Project Veritas American Pravda investigation.
Funny enough, we found further evidence of CNN's culture of malpractice and deception on New Day itself. On March 30th, Carr's show aired what looked to be a pretty routine political story featuring Camerata and a panel of six Trump voters.
So here we are, 60 plus days into his presidency, and we want to get your grades and your impressions of how President Trump is doing.
The raw audio of the panel interview was leaked to us. It lasted nearly an hour and a half, cut down to only 8 minutes when it aired. What's striking is not what Carr and his fellow producers chose to include, but what they chose to omit. It's called selective editing. Let's look at this portion. When panelist William Baer is discussing the president's claim of voter fraud.
And we don't know how, as far as the votes and fraud and everything else. My assumption is that he probably would have gotten elected by a higher number than what the results actually showed.
But are you saying that you believe that there were 3 to 5 million illegals who voted?
Oh, I know that in New Hampshire, I've seen it. I've seen busloads
of people.
Again,
this is what we keep coming back to. When you say you've seen it, do you mean a dozen or do you mean 3 million? There's a difference.
Well, obviously, there's only 1.5 million people in New Hampshire, so I didn't say 3 million people.
Well, the number that President Trump said was 3 to 5 million illegals.
No, he
said in California.
Extrapolating based on what I've seen with my own eyes, busloads of people coming in, whether they're illegal, meaning they came into the country illegally, or they're illegal voters. They came over from Massachusetts into New Hampshire.
Bill, are you sticking with that you've seen busloads or no?
I have seen busloads. I guess I can't cite the busloads that I've seen and where I've seen them and stuff, but on television I've seen it.
Baer is painted as a conspiracy theorist. Look at the on-screen chyron. Quote, Trump voters on his unproven voter fraud claims, unquote. The implication, no evidence of voter fraud whatsoever. When Camerata asks for proof, the panelist has no answer. Or so it seems. Here's the raw audio from immediately after the edit.
I have seen busloads. I guess I can't cite the busloads that I've seen and where I've seen them, but on television I've seen it. And, I mean, has anybody looked into, like, what James O'Keefe has done when he went undercover to these various polling places?
I know, but
he went in and basically was ready to vote as somebody else. Nobody asked for ID. I was actually a poll watcher in New Jersey, and I saw what was going on there. There were college students voting, and you use a provisional ballot, and it's never challenged. They just put it right through. This is common.
At the moment Baer is about to cite the evidence to support his claim, CNN ends the clip. The piece suggests that Baer did not have a legitimate answer to Camerata's question. In actuality, the answer was cut because it didn't fit their narrative. This is a textbook lie of omission.
And we have the executive director of Project Veritas, Russ Verney, projectveritas.com, joining us. People said, why haven't we heard the full Megyn Kelly interview yet? Well, she was here off and on for 8 hours. Her crew was here for almost 12 hours. We're not editing it to deceive it. She did that. We have a bunch of cases now. We're going to put it out soon, probably after the holiday, 4th of July, where you, I say something here 10 minutes before, and then, you know, 10 minutes later, they edit those two together to make it sound like I said something completely different, where I'm a gibbering, stuttering, stammering fool, as they said. Well, I mean, the problem is there's so many examples of the deceptive editing. That's our problem, is we have to then listen to all these hours of tape and then go find where it is in it to show. But we're going to do exactly what Veritas just did to continue to expose these people. For me, the big story is, don't they know the public's onto them now? So people in focus groups, a.k.a. what happened, you know, in the gun group, in a focus group, when, you know, they were editing things, Katie Couric, to try to deceive folks, and now they've been sued. I mean, doesn't the media know, even when James O'Keefe told them, we're coming for you, that we're coming for them?
Evidently not, Alex. They weren't prepared. And, you know, we hear this very easy accusation to make that O'Keefe does selective editing. Well, as you just pointed out to your audience, it takes a long time to prove that you didn't do selective editing. The accusation is easy, superficial, and catches on quickly. We have never had one of our videos challenged officially for its content. Everybody says they're out of context or shucks the selective editing, but we have never had an issue of retraction.
Sure, sure, that's just what they say. I mean, I'm live 95% of the time, so everything we do is based on being live. And we want people in big clips congruent with what they said. Just as a culture, we don't do selective editing. The point is, that's their stock and trade. And Megyn Kelly, even though she knew I was recording her, she couldn't help but do it, and neither could Katie Couric, and neither could CNN.
Right, and on CNN yesterday, they spent all day talking about us selectively editing that one little clip from Van Jones where he says, it's a nothing burger. It's all in context, all there. So they spent all day claiming that we did selective editing. Today we show them not only we don't do selective editing, but they do.
But it's not even a long clip. Van Jones has people talking to him. Van Jones leaves. It's a short clip. You ask him. He says it's a nothing burger.
Right. It's all there. There's nothing edited out of it. So, but he claims that you took me out of context and you did selective editing. Those are easy accusations to throw out. Nobody has ever challenged one of
them. Sure, but she did the same thing. Katie Couric said, give me one example of where guns have helped or saved people. And then she cuts to people while they're waiting during a break going, not knowing what's going on. That's pure deception. Same thing here. You don't have any proof. There's no proof of election fraud. Really, Project Veritas has all these city officials, county officials, Democratic operatives saying, we're going to steal elections. We're having illegals vote. Nobody can stop us. Giggling like villains out of cartoons. You've got it. A cornucopia. And then, oh, really, you didn't see the 3 million. Well, obviously, you only saw at his voting precinct van loads of illegals voting. You know, it's but you see it, you know what's going on everywhere else. So there's this war on logic. It's not working.
And because they can make the accusation, and it takes you a long time to disprove the accusation, but it is superficial. We have released all of the information in full context without any and nefarious editing. They do the nefarious editing, not us. And we're proud of every product we've ever put out there. And you're right about stealing the elections, Alex. I mean, we did those big exposés on the Democratic Doc Money and Dirty Tricks operation.
You guys blew up Acorn.
Yeah. And now, Alex, that was 8 years ago, and James has just turned 33. Think about all he has accomplished in his young life. As a leader of a nonprofit company, he has no advertisers, he has no investors. He makes the decisions, the final decision of what we will do. He's got the most profound set of principles, morals, values, and integrity you could imagine. He's got great.
Sure, he just bleeds integrity, and that's what they can't stand. And the American people are seeing this. Trump has integrity, Veritas has integrity, InfoWars has integrity. Drudge has integrity, and they don't know what to do because integrity is coming back.
Yeah, that'll scare everybody in that integrity-free zone of Washington, D.C.
You know what I love, though, is they're accusing you of selective editing, and then you've got them red-handed, crystal clear, in a classic gotcha moment where they go, why'd you do this? Oh, you don't have proof. And then they cut you just sitting there It's amazing.
It was just one of those moments in time where we were able to, we never planned that they would spend all day yesterday claiming that we did selective editing. Over and over again, they did stories on that yesterday that just led right into this piece today. We were willing to show the selective editing they were doing, but they really set up the table for us yesterday.
It's amazing how that works sometimes. The Lord works in mysterious ways. In fact, the best part about this is when this all broke on Tuesday or Monday, there was a news blackout. They had to all run back to their corporate bosses, not just at CNN but other places, to try to figure out the line. But by the time they figured out their BS line, you hit them with another punch and another punch and another punch. And so by the time they were responding to the first punch, you're already 3-4 punches in. It's just amazing.
It's taken its toll. And, you know, Alex, we don't have any misunderstanding that, you know, we're going to rock the world and CNN's going to change overnight. But this is just the beginning of our investigations in the mainstream media and social media. We'll be releasing blockbuster stuff like this all fall long. And the boards of directors, the advertisers, the shareholders, they're all going to have to start coming to grips with the fact they need to report the news, not the fantasies they want to.
That's right. They're fomenting violence. They're trying to overthrow the country. They're trying to kill our recovery. They are a foreign mouthpiece of multinationals that have been dominating this country for decades. And the worm is turning. And really, a lot of these corporate executives just tell their shareholders everything's all right. They all circle the wagons. Other media tries to prop up the other media. But pretty soon, the whole thing's burning down. I don't see how they can go much longer. They're kind of having a dead cat bounce right now, but still their ratings are a shadow of themselves 10 years ago because it's such a spectacle watching the train wreck. But just because we watch the Jeffrey Dahmer trial on Court TV doesn't mean we like Jeffrey Dahmer. Don't they understand that? They are loathed.
What they do like is they like the serial, the soap opera type of story so that they know you'll tune in tomorrow to get the next installment. And that's what they created with this fake news about Russia, was they could every day have an installment because they didn't have to worry about facts. They weren't reporting facts to you because there weren't
any. It's a witch hunt from the beginning. It's run by the Clintons and the Democrats. You know it's never going to end. You've got the Republican establishment going along with it. And so you know it's just a fake news bonanza that goes on. And if there's another Salem witch trial, the people running it take over the town, get to burn all their enemies. You better shut your mouth up about tax cuts. We'll call you a Russian.
They've got their agenda. They're promoting it hard. And we're going to do what we can to expose it. Now, we don't advocate solutions. We think the members of the board of directors, the shareholders, the viewers, the advertisers will ultimately bring market forces to change things. But we're going to continue exposing the inner workings of all of these news organizations. And again, wouldn't it be marvelous if we could have an undercover reporter at an editorial board meeting at the New York Times every day?
It'd be great. There's folks sitting there in those meetings that know it's wrong. They can send it to Veritas. They can send it to InfoWars. We are ready to release it all. We are ready. It's like I take Megyn Kelly. People said, is that ethical? She's a known liar who already edited stuff about me that was fake, about Pizzagate, on Fox. I knew she was a liar. And so, of course, I tape her. That's totally ethical. It's legal under Texas law. I'm proud of doing it.
Why wouldn't you record it? I mean, the whole purpose of having an interview is so that there's a recorded record of it. You know, it's like your audience, you know, somebody calls you up on the phone and says, for quality control purposes, we're going to record this. Fine. For quality control purposes, I'm going to record it, too. Everybody should have the same recording and compare them when they're all done. Make sure they
match. Well, it's sad we've gotten to that point because I've never recorded phone calls unless I'm live on air and I say, hey, we're calling your police department or whatever, we're live on air, can you answer our questions? I've never done it, but literally, she's already lied about me, selectively edited, where I said Hillary killed all these kids backing jihadis in Syria. She edited it all together to where I said Hillary was killing kids in a basement of a pizza place. And then she said, oh, I don't remember that. And I went, hold on. So then I started recording her because I knew she was a damn liar.
Well, that's what you got to do. And like us, it's the video speaks for itself. I don't care how many times they say it was taken out of context. What context does Nothing Burger have beyond?
Sure. No, trust Bernie. Is there more coming out tomorrow or next week?
No, I think we're going to take a little hiatus through the holiday, and we'll have a little something next week. But it'll be
well deserved. Russ Varney, you are amazing. Not just of course, your founder. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate being on
the march.
Wow, Project Veritas
on the
makes me proud to be an American.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the limelight, the universal dream, all those who wish to be.
Well, she's been gone the last month and a half, but here she is back via Skype, Leanne McAdoo. For TV viewers, there she is. I got to say, it made me happy to see her there, so she'll be back with us a lot soon. I asked her what she wanted to get into. She wants to get into the collapse of CNN, the Nothing Burger, the Mika Brzezinski stuff. That's exactly where I wanted to go. So here is Mika freaking out, you know, saying all this stuff when they're the ones that started the whole thing. It's incredible. Here it is.
He picked the wrong schoolyard to come into. I have to tell you this. I'm not an employee of NBC, so I'm going to go thug here. Okay, I'm sorry, because Mika is a friend of ours. She's a good woman. She's a great mom, and he's a pig. He's a vulgar pig. And I find what's ironic about, you know, Michelle Obama says when they go high, we go, and when they go low, we go. When he goes low, I'm going low. You guys will take the high road. I'm going to take the low road. He's physically disgusting to look at. I mean, that's what I find ironic about the way he starts to always go after other people's physical attributes. So beyond the fact that he's obviously not well, and Joe and Mika have a great comment, he's clearly, forget, obviously, obvious misogynism, the obvious vulgarity, the obvious stupidity, he's not mentally okay. And this is a man with nuclear codes. We have to start paying attention to it. And he's disgusting to look at. I know everybody's going to say, Donnie,
but
let me tell you why it's not relevant. Because enough is enough. Enough is enough with this disgusting, vulgar man. And to talk about women that way, and the irony is that I can't, you physically look like you do beyond the stupidity of it. You're a pig. You are a bully. And you are doing disgusting things to this country.
But Donnie, doesn't it lower again?
Yes,
said about his physical appearance.
You know what? It absolutely does. And maybe it's time that we all stop tippy-toeing. I'm taking the low ground here. You know what? He goes after a woman that way. He goes after a friend that way. He is a vulgar human being. He's vulgar to look at. He's disgusting when he behaves himself as the president. And I'm sorry, I probably won't be on the show again. But sorry, put the shades back.
Please bring yourself back. You discredit yourself, punk. Now, I'm going to get Leanne's take on this, but they're calling him a dictator. They're having guests on saying kill Trump. They're attacking his family. They're making all this stuff up. We're going to play some of those clips coming up. And then she says she's scared. It's kind of like when the CNN humorist came out and did the simulated chopping Trump's head off, and all he said is you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Then she said, Kathy Griffin said, I'm scared you bullied me. I mean, they attack him, they shoot congressmen, the liberals are calling for war, Michael Moore is calling for uprisings, and then Trump says, oh, they begged to meet with me. She was pathetic from her facelift, dripping blood, which is reportedly true. She shows up with some bandage on her head, and so he says this back to them, and they act like it's the end of the world, and he's this horrible-looking pig. Wow, Leanne McAdoo, great to have you back with us. Good job taking care of your grandma. Glad to hear that went well. What do you make of all this?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. It's great to be back on the show and see you. But, you know, I'm kind of enjoying being able to sit back and not have to instantly react to this political tennis match we've got going between the media and following Trump's Twitter. That's all the news. That's all anyone is talking about are his tweets and just completely ignoring so many other really important things that are going on in this country. Frankly, I wish Trump wouldn't have tweeted out about Mika's facelift. I mean, it just takes away from his achievements. It takes away from his accomplishments. It gives the media more justification to not talk about the good
things. Are you saying you should get rid of his Twitter?
This country.
You're not saying get rid of his Twitter. You're saying, I tend to agree with you. I mean, why didn't he celebrate the Supreme Court backing him up? Or why didn't he go after CNN and all these fake news videos? He did, but why is he going after Mika and Psycho Joe? I know why. They've burrowed into his life. They've gotten close to his family.
Right. You know, and this is the same thing Melania Trump says. If you hit him, he's going to hit back 2 times, 10 times harder. That's just how he is. He's 70 years old now. He's not going to change the way he is.
71.
At this point. Right. I mean, he is who he is. And that's why the people voted for him, because they appreciate that he doesn't hold any punches. And, you know exactly what you're going to get with him.
But let me say this then. You've been there in Florida. You take care of your grandma. You also spent some time in Europe just the last month or so, not being in the InfoWars pressure cooker, taking the sabbatical, which you certainly deserve. I want one, too. What would you say about the state of the world right now?
Well, obviously, what an incredible month for me to just keep quiet. I mean, so many tragic things happened over the last month and a half, of course, many big things. Something that was really impressed upon me when I was in Portugal, I would talk to so many people, so many different people from Germany, the UK, Portuguese people as well, Spain. Everyone instantly, where are you from? Texas. Oh, who'd you vote for? Everyone wants to talk about politics. And what I found really frustrating is that everyone is getting their international news, our U.S. news from CNN. So they're getting a perspective of the United States and the American people filtered through CNN, which is basically pushing this message that Trump only won because Americans are racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, impeach. And that's what they kept.
Which
asking.
Shows CNN is the most anti-American broadcasting system. That's just sick.
They're so anti-American. And so, but people don't realize that on the outside. They think we're the free world over here. We've got this free press. And that was what I just kept trying to explain to them. That's no longer true. All of our main media outlets where we used to get our information vital to our nation is now being filtered through these papers and media outlets that are owned by either a single person or a corporation, people that don't like the president, that actively worked against him and getting Hillary Clinton elected, and they're all upset that those efforts failed.
Well, that's my next question.
They want Trump out.
You've got Zuckerberg, you've got the CIA, you've got the kingpin, Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin. It's all these globalists, the ultra-rich against Trump and America. Doesn't the left get their siding with the establishment?
Right. Well, that's the thing that's funny is that now they're anti-government and they're pushing all the conspiracy theories. It's really funny how that has kind of flipped around where they were really trying to push that message that these anti-government folks are really dangerous to the democracy. But now it's them. I think it's really interesting that they're taking Trump's latest tweet and now trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. That's their big thing that they're going to do and say, well, he's clearly unfit to be
the
president.
And by the way, Stone got that from high-level sources 2 months ago and broke it. That's what Mika and that's what Psycho Joe are saying is he's mentally ill. I mean, that guy has incredible stamina at like 1 in the morning. The guy sleeps 4 hours. He really does. He's so smart. Just when I personally talked to him, I mean, he finishes my sentences. And so to claim at 71 he is senile or mentally ill is the opposite. So they can say he's senile, mentally ill, but he can't say Mika has a low IQ.
Right. Or they can sit there and make fun of his tiny hands. For whatever reason, that seems to be their favorite insult. Or talk about how he's overweight and how we need to get his blood pressure tested and make sure he's not eating too much fast food. I mean, they're constantly making fun of his appearance. But if, God forbid, he says something about someone else, that's all the news. And there's actually a recent a chart from the Media Research Center kind of analyzing the amount of coverage that ABC, CBS, and NBC were giving to Russia, almost 400 minutes in the last month on these evening newscasts about Russia, 5 minutes to our jobs and economy, 5 minutes to tax reform. No, I'm sorry, less than 1 minute on tax reform, infrastructure spending. All of these things are completely being ignored while they are whipping up this nothing burger, which is this Russiagate controversy. I think
sure, and 91 to 90, right, exactly, and the 91 to 93% of the coverage, Harvard admits, Yale admits in two different studies, one says 91, one says 93. I mean, it's more like 99. It is all negative, so just ask yourself, what is he doing that makes him so mad? But you said something really important that I've meant to address. So I've seen it online. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it in a bunch of newspapers. They go, oh, Jones hated the government and wanted a violent uprising until Trump got in. Well, A, I didn't hate the government. I didn't want a violent uprising. Our country was totally run by globalists. As soon as we got somebody in that actually tried to actually make the decisions and get power back to the American people, of course I support that. I'm not some loser that just wants to sit back as a permanent person complaining. I want to make things better. I'm a father. I'm a citizen. I'm a human. So it adds more credibility that when the police start doing a better job and when the military steps up and when citizens step up and when Trump does a better job, when Trump bombs the fake Syrian, deal and they're trying to false flag him into a war, I say, that's bad, Trump. And then Trump responds 3 days later and says, we're not going to do this. So I see him as so responsive is what's I just can't believe how much good he's done, quite frankly, Leanne. And just imagine if Hillary was in, what it would be like.
Oh, every day I think about that. And here now I'm living in Florida and I'm surrounded by a bunch of elderly people who are quite progressive. They come down here from New York and other places. And of course, they want to talk about politics. And it's so easy for me to say to them, well, I'm much happier with the Trump than I would have been with Hillary Clinton. And none of them can argue with the fact that she was a terrible candidate. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, if you think Trump's such a bad guy, well, your candidate lost to him. So that speaks volumes about what a terrible candidate she was. And then just the fact that we're overlooking all of the corruption and the collusion and things that, that went into trying to get her elected. I mean, there's so many things that are not being addressed because we're being forced to ping pong back and forth. The nation is being forced. Those people who turn into mainstream media are being forced to just constantly pivot back and forth between the media versus Trump. And they're not getting any information that's actually serving them. That's why you have a lot of Democratic leaders, they're kind of calling on their people to stop pushing this Russia thing because Trump taking us out of the Paris Climate Accord, they weren't prepared for that. They didn't have any response for that because they hadn't been rallying up their protesters and rallying up their troops to even think about that Paris Treaty. They had nothing to say about it. So
that's my next question. How can they be calling to kill Trump, murder Trump, hashtag hunt Trump, Democratic officials? They're actually trying to organize this. Then they turn around and say, it's Trump's fault Congressman Scalise got shot.
Right. And you would think after something like that, where we're actually seeing political violence now festering up and people are actually now actively getting violent with their political rhetoric, they're taking it now to the streets, you would think, okay, are they going to tone it down a little? No, you have Chris Matthews talking about Trump needing to take out Jared Kushner, get rid of his son-in-law. I mean, it's dangerous.
That makes me support Kushner now. I don't think Kushner's a bad guy, but I know he's been reportedly leaking to or talking to Scarborough. He should know Scarborough's not his friend.
Right.
Leah, let me ask you this, because it's a big spectacle. And again, I haven't talked except for some text messages and a couple calls in the last month or 5 weeks. You took care of your grandma and went to Europe. Well-deserved time. But be honest. I mean, obviously, I look like hell, bad lighting. I need to lose some weight again. I've kind of been slacking. But the editing of a stammering, mindless Alex Jones, the Megyn Kelly, was it the right decision to do the interview? I mean, I did it because I was going to, obviously try to expose the hit piece. It blew up in her face to a certain extent. People agree that we came out on the better side, but I don't think it's because I'm that good. I think it's that she's that bad and the dinosaur media is in such crisis. But correct me if I'm wrong. What is your real analysis of that?
Well, I was really glad that you did the interview. I thought it was definitely going to be a hit piece, but I was willing to give her a chance because I did, respect Megyn Kelly. And I, you used to say, oh, don't worry about her. You can be better than her, whatever. I looked up to her. So I was giving her a chance to see if she...
Lynn, you are a million times better than Megyn Kelly. Please, for God's sakes. Stop it. You're like a super smart girl next door that's awesome. Megyn Kelly was very robotic. I'll just tell you this. She's very attractive physically. I had zero attraction to her, though. I don't mean that mean. It was like there wasn't a woman there. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's definitely sort of toughened up and changed a lot. I think she took a lot of heat for giving Trump those pretty hard-hitting debate questions initially. And, you asked me this at the time as a woman. I thought she handled it pretty well. And frankly, at the time, he did say those things, and she was brave enough to say, well, if you're going to be the president, respond to this. But she got a lot of flack for that, which, understandably so. So I was interested to see, would she be fair? Would she be balanced? Would she really actually allow people to see who Alex Jones is and why he's so important, why he has so much reach? But of course, it turned into a hit piece. And I was just really glad that you guys recorded it, because I know that that's not something that we've ever done. And
I was about to say, because folks are now saying I'm recording everything. Have we ever recorded somebody surreptitiously?
No. No, and that's where we always joke about it, because, obviously there's cameras all over the place, but, this is not something that you know that there's going to be a hit piece, so you just kind of take it in stride and give them your honest, authentic Alex Jones, and they'll spin it and do whatever, but, I just don't think they were expecting to have her just so blatantly lying, have that recorded, and blow up in her face, and to me, it's like, really? Alex Jones will be the one thing that finally undoes Megyn Kelly? I mean, that was incredible to see.
I don't think it's that. I just think that the public sees us as honest, which we are. We make mistakes, we'll tell people. Here's an example. The headline said, Playboy reporter in the Daily Mail confronts, press secretary in outburst, but he was with a syndicate paper. He wasn't a Playboy. So I'm going, look at this dumbass Playboy reporter. And then later I'm watching at night and it's going syndicate news columnist. So, I mean, we make mistakes like that, but it's like little stuff like that. With them, we don't have the time and energy to lie. We're like live. We're really saying what we think. There's no teleprompters. With them, they spent 2 weeks manipulating this thing. And my problem is we have all the audio. Rob is like, dude, I've been working on this like 50 hours and I can't put it out because it takes hours to go back through all the audio, find what you said, then match up the points. It's going to come out soon. It's just, it's insane. She would take. We've got edits of hers, Leanne, that are four different clips over an hour and a half. You understand? They would take over an hour and a half, four things I said. That's why even mainstream media admitted it was jump cuts, because it would like go, and I do this, and then it would cut back to her and like cut to a wide shot and all this, because they were literally like taking, you know, a news article and cutting out each word like a refrigerator game.
Right.
And then like rearranging them. I mean, it's that bad. So right. Here's the question. Why do they think they could get away with that?
Well, and I'm also curious how much of that last-minute scrambling editing took place once you released the piece and kind of scooped Megyn Kelly. I wonder how much they went back and tried to edit more to make you look really bad and really villainous. So that might not have even been the original piece that they were working on, but then once she got scooped, then they were like, okay, well, now we really have to hit him.
You know, so that's a good point, because she said don't worry, other folks have taken it over at NBC. It's going to be much worse on Alex.
Right. Yeah, I mean, people have to understand it's all edited. It's all filtered through a biased channel. And then you can see him take your clips, mash them up.
Wait till we release this. I mean, I actually think the fact we do this on purpose, I think waiting until everybody's kind of forgotten about it and then releasing pieces of this selective editing is going to be devastating. Leanne McAdoo is our guest.
The 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH. If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market. And we have succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Why do you need that?
We got two more segments left with Leanne McAdoo. It's great to see her face via the Skype. She's on sabbatical taking care of her grandmother and taking some time off. She'll be doing reporting for us and more, though, coming up very, very soon. But she deserves more time off. She did have the whole summer off, but she's texted me a few weeks ago and said, I'm ready to come back on. A lot of stuff going on. So it's great to have her here with us. We're going to be launching a lot of new shows soon. So who knows? Leanne may have her own broadcast, her own. There she is. Thumbs up. Her own broadcast, her own system. So a lot of exciting things happening. We always do what we say. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But Leanne, I used to go watch Hollywood movies and kind of the old archetypes where only a few people stood up and took action and saved the day. And I always thought, that's to make little people feel small. But the truth is, little people doing little things together moves mountains. But it is individuals like yourself and others that do take the heat, like James O'Keefe and Matt Drudge and countless others, that we should celebrate because I was just talking to Rob Dew during the break. If it wasn't for InfoWars, and a lot of other groups and people as well, but InfoWars particularly, Hillary Clinton would be in office right now. They were sure of it. They stole 6 states, tried to steal 5 others. I keep going back to that. It's not about worshiping Trump. He's got his own problems. The next segment we'll talk about those and get your critique. But just look at the howling anger of the corrupt elites. Why do you think they're so upset?
I mean, it's just pretty incredible to me. We were seeing just the total globalist takeover. I'm pretty defeated, I've got to say, up until the election night.
You were getting depressed, and I told you, Leanne, I said, don't get depressed. We're going to win.
I was like, we're done. There's no way. Hillary Clinton, you know, she's got the witchcraft way of life. She probably cast a few spells and boiled a few live cats. I thought for sure she was going to be the wicked witch ruling over our country. But, it was difficult to celebrate even when Trump got in because I knew they were not going to just allow that to happen. They weren't going to slink away quietly under their rock. We knew that this civil unrest was coming. We've been talking about the fact that that it's just right there, a boiling point for civil unrest. But how incredible that it is being stoked by our elected representatives, by our media. They're celebrating this resist movement, that the entertainers are now moving in and pushing this resist movement. It's just incredible to watch that they hate our country that much that they want us to destroy each other. And they're like stoking the fire. It's just incredible. Yep, that you could have been our wicked witch in charge.
And archetypally, the wicked witch is threatened by the young goddess. If you actually show you the archetypes here, that's why the feminists want to dominate women, because it's that power they want to control and direct that, because the way women go, so goes the society.
I agree with that. And, you know, we were talking a little earlier about just how they are editing things and splicing things together. But the thing that's so important, and they're kind of doing a lot of analysis on this now, your original tweet will go out and it gets 10,000 retweets and likes, and then you issue the correction and it gets maybe 4 retweets, 3 likes. The thing that's already stuck into the collective consciousness is that misinformation. And now it's almost getting to the point where you think the misinformation is being put out on purpose initially, and then, we'll issue a retraction
later
and
we'll
see it. And then they don't even have to alert their readers to the fact, for instance, with Washington Post and all of their anonymous sources, their intelligence sources say that they have a $600 million contract with these intelligence agencies. I mean, this is obviously a conflict of interest. People aren't getting true information, and our entire country is running around buck wild on this misinformation. It's a pretty scary state we're in.
That's right. But just because these folks have little intelligence badges and are in intelligence, facilities, the public has all the power they have as well and more. And that's why we're going to win. America is coming back no matter what they do. We'll be back in 70 seconds, fourth hour, with Leanne McAdoo, Mike Cernovich, and more. It is so good to see Leanne's face. I mean, she's my friend. I really like Leanne, but let me tell you, I really miss her.